KW down there, and this there, we're only running 100 watt here, so naturally we're not as loud. So let's say 73 lets you go, and shoot it back up there to Jack and let him make a final. Also, and we'll be standing by on this frequency throughout the day. So 73, we'll catch you later this afternoon, and I'll let Jack make a final up there too. It's overcast here. It started off sunny, but it's turned overcast, and it does have that look like it might snow. K2JVK for any possible finals. W2NRM in the group by.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah, okay, Howie. W2NRM, W3NP. This is K2JVK. Dave, the last letter in the call is K as in kilo.
The contest is over, maybe before. I will put that out, Pedro, and check on that.
A little higher percentage, but it's totally eclipsed. And I see my estimator kicking down before I
hit CUD. W2W Force, Whiskey 2, Whiskey Alpha Sierra, W2WAS, name is Joe, and we're in Westbury, Long Island, Westbury, New York, WB4CUD, W2WAS.
Is that Bonnie by any chance?
So we'll get out of here, talk to you fellas again, see you in the conference.
Back in the interim position.
Good signal. No problem at all. W1FXS. Stamford, Connecticut. WA1MTZ in Suffield. The name here is Mike, and we're in Suffield, Connecticut.
Well, now isn't that a coincidence? Good morning, Mike. And, yeah, W1FXS. Handle 6, location Stamford, Connecticut. You're my number 20, so where are you located in the handle? Yeah, fine. Okie doke. We'll clear off now. Go ahead.
The VNI looking for a slam bang quickie.
Yilo, Mike. WA2, VNI. WA1MTZ. You're my number 11 in Connecticut and all that sort of stuff. How's that?
Hey, thanks, Mike. You're my number 17. On the good old AM Jamboree. How you doing, Larry and Dick? I think I made a mess on you before, Mike, so take it easy, you guys, and long live AM. It's WA2VNI in Huntington, Long Island.
Burr 59 New York here, Larry. And I hear that CYT on.
I'm trying to work the edges of the where everybody is.
I want to get you in the log, because you're a new one for me here. Yeah, I went down to Medicare net, and there's four or five of them up in New Hampshire on 3825. I imagine they're gone by now, though. They sign out by this time. I didn't have New Hampshire, so I went down there, and guys got four or five of them up in New Hampshire. I haven't heard Vermonto yet. So, WA1LGQ, do you copy down there, Larry? W1EFN, Pittsfield, and this is Massachusetts.
About 30 over, one Harry comping there, W2IDI, WA108T.
Okay, W108T, W108T. Yeah, I know there's a down there. New Jersey there, used to go ice boating down there. And let's see now, we got to get a number from you there, John. W108T, W2IDI.
No, I didn't know you had to give numbers. I didn't know you had to give the numbers, but you're this is my seventh. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I missed the number there. One more time.
Yeah, I got a horrendous noise level all of a sudden. You're my number seven Number 7.
Okay, we got you. And let's see who's still in there. Is Chuck in there from Utica? W2QJN, W2IDI.
Yeah, this is W2ZPL, remember me? And when you get a repair call, give your state. Give your state because the state is a multiplier. Over.
I think it was 43 degrees. The beverage covers stuff from about 20 degrees to 90 or so, something like that. I got a little receive preamp on there, so, you know, on the transmit antenna, he was in and out of the noise level, you know, Q5 maybe half the time, maybe an S unit out of the noise. And on the receive antenna, the beverage with a preamp on and what have you, it's just like you and me. Go ahead.
How long is that coverage? 900 feet?
Yeah, last time I checked it, it was.
Oh, man, that's excellent. Jeez. I gotta get up there and see this contraption that you're building. This empire. I was talking to Chuck on, he was on, I think it was down the low end. No, it wasn't on, it was down the low end. He said he'd be swung by there on the way home from my auction the other day.
Oh, yellow. Yeah, Chuck was here. We stopped by. I don't know if we did any operating or pile-up cracking, but he was stopped by. Yeah, we're slowly getting stuff together here. I get a lot more stuff going up next year. So, I don't know, slowly but surely. Yeah, I'd sprout a tower up there. I'd plant the seeds in the winter and, you know, water them heavily. A couple kegs of beer in the local frat would be just right, just about right, you know, and just, you know, plant some tower seeds and next spring sprout one. It'll do wonders for your signal. And your signal could use wonders.
I've forgotten a handle offhand, so you can refresh my memory. It's 14:10 in the afternoon. And you are my number 31.
Thanks again, Ron, for all your help, and hope one day
GQ-W2NRM.
You got it. Anything a VNI can offer. Thanks again. Please strap on in here whenever you have the time. WA1AEN. I gotta beat Joe. It's WA2VNI. My dignity's at stake here. I challenged him last week.
This is WB1AX.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I guess you got name and QTH and everything fine. Yeah, so you're my number 30.
What kind of radio are you
using? Very good, John. Good signal this evening. Well, some sidebanders complaining a little bit, but the AM station is just swamping right over them this evening. Ah, yes. Good signal, John. Thanks for the contact. You've got two more contacts than I do. I'm going to have to get busy.
This is W3UAN,
W3UAN, call, take a message, take a message. This is W3UAN, call, take a message, standing by.
Yeah, Germany, London. Eagle 2 station that gave me a call. Willie, America 2, go ahead. Nice cold spot to be in.
CQAM, calling CQAM. Here is W1HA, W1, Massachusetts, calling CQAM and listening.
Okay, I have, or I should have, full control of whatever takes place at that point in time.
Well, you can train yourself to gain that control. You won't have it automatically. Well, yeah, you have it. It's just a matter of becoming aware of how you go about it. But if you're, it sounds like you're conscious of two levels at the same time. And if you are, then you've got the control. It's just a matter of deciding before you go into that state at night, pick a topic and see if you can't control that particular topic that you get into when you drop into the second level. By location.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill.
Yeah, that's one name for it. That's one that comes to mind. Being in two places, being in two modes at the same time, by location. Yeah. Stowey 3DUQ for ID.
W3UAN. By the way, Bill, it seems so that I'm dimensional traveling right now.
Right now?
Yeah, I just defocused. I tried a little experiment and it appears like I'm going through a one dimension to another type scene.
One Victor Zulu Radio listening. Can you somebody please?
The grass here, believe it or not, is still green. So if you don't mind sticking around for a little bit, John, until the inner fence is gone, I can hear you over it, or well over it. There's no problem. But I know I won't be able to hear no F9. So back to you, John. W5ME, what there, John? You got a tremendous signal up there. Tune off, oh, 2 or 3 KC, just got a tremendous signal here. W5ME.
If they do happen to come on with some good programs on this cable TV, not many people will get it. Just a few, and then they'll invite their neighbors over and all go to the neighbor's house and become friendly again. Hi. And also, even charge. This tyranny about the voice, ominous voice coming on and saying these World Series broadcasts are presented for the express use for the public and may not be used or abused. Boy, that's absolute tyranny. So people better start receiving these things and selling them and using them and hopefully not abusing them. Hi, W2DEP with W2NRM on the side, W2VJZ, where the sun is shining on the treetops now.